How do you put up with stupid callers?
How do I put up with stupid callers?
Yeah, like the guy that kept naming the numbers, man. Was that not annoying to you, or is it just me? I mean, that dude was just, he was f***ing annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting in my car in traffic just waiting for you to just say, shut the hell up, you don't get anything, click.
No, I can't do that, man.
I know you can't. I know I'm being unfair, and I'm not trying to be a prick now, but the guy was so annoying.
I understand.
But,
I found him annoying myself.
Just keep up the good work, man. You're probably the best DJ I've ever heard in my life, man.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I'm not trying to give you an alter ego or anything. But
no, wipe your lower lip.
No, I've talked to you before. I was the guy that called you about that great radio station in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, 98 Rock.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're just the funniest guy I've heard, you know, during this time of the, you know, time of day other than Howard Stern, of course.
Well, but thanks. Well, I'm, you know, there's already a Howard Stern. We don't need more than one.
No, but I just like the way you cut off people, man. I like the way you cut off some of the girls that call in and just ask some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. You just don't give them the time of day.
Well, they don't deserve the time of day, man. You're sitting in your car. You don't want to hear some bubblehead calling up and wasting your time.
No, I like it because it encourages you to be the jerk that you can be.
Well,
that's what I like about it the most.
If the shoes fit, I wear a size 13 triple E.
Keep up the good work, dude.
See you, man.
Later.
You dickhead!
So you got a movie review for us this week?
Yes, sir.
And our movie review is what?
It's this week's box office masterpiece comes from our friends Master P and Al Johnson, starring in I Got to Hook Up.
I Got to Hook Up.
Master P, whom you might remember from his smash hit Make 'Em Say teams up with Al Johnson in a madcap musical comedy that's sure to bring your upper middle class, white collar, suburbanite, Germantown, cul-de-sac resident family literally minutes of rip-roaring, gut-busting, side-splitting ethnic humor that we can all laugh at behind closed doors.
Okay.
This is Master P's second stab at the coveted Oscar, who hopes to beat the Susan Lucci record by 15 years. You don't want to miss I Got to Hook Up, which is a lighthearted romp through the hood with our heroes as they attempt to distribute cell phones to a needy public who just can't live without the hookup. I Got to Hook Up is playing at the Raleigh 6 and Southwest Drive-In on Highway 61, both fine theater establishments.
And now I, Paul Marshall, president of the Not Ready for Prime Rib Players, would like to reenact a scene from I Got to Hook Up. Yo, my brother.
What's up?
My peeps.
What's up?
Yo, check it, man.
What?
I got the hookup.
Oh, man.
Yo, check
Hook
it.
Hook me up.
Yo, I got the hookup. Check this, man. You need to be hooked up. My sister, my Nubian princess. I got the hookup.
We're going to see if we can do this.
All right, see if we can get a good level here. I'm going to shut my mic off and let you be the good guy.
You want to go ahead and introduce it?
No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, live on the airwaves of 92.9 MFS, Mr. Luke John from Another Society, cool, performing his big, snappy, happy hit, Tour de Pride.
Off the One Last Step.
Right? Oh, yeah, off the one.
Yeah.
Dude.
Woo!
You suck.
So we've got a little insight to what's going on here, huh?
Lame.
Okay, so what happened? The, what do you call it? The bomb scare over at the post office.
The
on
alleged
Hickory.
Bomb scare.
The alleged bomb scare at Hickory and Winchester. For those of you who have been calling in and wanting a little insight into this.
I didn't get to go.
Yeah, I know. Well, you were all pumped. Well, Paul
exactly.
was ready to hightail it out here. And we just got news from, what was it, Metro Traffic? Or
yeah.
Metro whatever.
Yeah.
That it was actually a box of books.
But they were books about bombs.
Yeah, I think the Anarchist Cookbook was in there, too.
We can't even do a bomb scare right.
I know, man.
Bummer, man. Where's Kaczynski when you need him?
Locked up.
You know what I mean? Instead of the Unabomber, we got the Eunuch Bomber. No balls.
It could have worked out just like a movie. They could have, like, actually gone to Ted Kaczynski. We've got a case in Memphis, Tennessee.
Quid pro quo, Ted.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
Well, he could be, like, from Silence of the Lambs. He could be, like, the...
the expert, the Hannibal Lecter of... You know,
Clarice,
I can smell your feet.
I see books. Oh, I know who that must be if it's books.
It's Stephen King. Stephen King is the eunuch bomber.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry that
it's like dry humping. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's kind of like there's no payoff. I feel flaccid.
You always have these thoughts where I have no idea where they came from.
It's I feel like flaccid now.
Well, you'll just have to settle for him being here in the studio at 2 o'clock.
Next big disaster, I'm on the case.
At least it's Friday, you know?
Paul Marshall, 382-9290 for the phones. Looking through the USA today, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of violence implied in every news headline, even if the story has nothing to do with violence. Today in the Life section, it says there's a battle plan for ovarian cancer. A battle plan. So I'm thinking to myself, imagine George C. Scott addressing the troops as General Patton, you know?
Gentlemen, this is your objective. We're heading for the ovaries.
about 5 clicks north of the clitoris. I want you guys to go in head first. No dicking around. Show some balls, mister. Some of you may not come back. But I'm telling you right now, I want you to go in there, hit the enemy where they live, wipe them out, and then pull out quickly. The battle plan is set. Do it for yourself, gentlemen. Do it for your country. Mostly, do it for PMS Fletcher, who's been missing for weeks.
The battle lines have been drawn. Patton's going in to take him out.
There's a fire in the hole, gentlemen. I think we can take it out with a shot. There's a shot that'll take care of that fire.
Van Halen, Solid Rock 92.9 MFS.